Cars lined a back street in a Mandeville neighborhood this Friday as soft Christmas lights and the sound of jazz lit up the warm autumn air. New Orleans jazz vocalist Jermaine Basil's voice spilled out of the open windows of an unassuming old bargeboard building called the Dewdrop Jazz Hall, located in a residential area just three blocks from Lake Pontchartrain. What some in attendance may not know is that the Dewdrop is a special building, one of only a few historic turn-of-the-century jazz halls in original condition, still operating, where many a New Orleans jazz icon have played. How special? President of Friends of the Dewdrop, Lynn Mitchell, says it was built in 1895 and is on the National Register of Historic Places.
We've reinforced the floor. We changed out the brick piers that hold it up and put a little bit better footings under it. Building's probably as stable as it's been in 50 years or more. And we're very pleased with how well it's held up and how much people enjoy it. The Dewdrop is truly blessed. It's quite a building. God really likes that building. He's looked after it for, well, almost 120 years, and, you know, it's been through lots of hurricanes, lots of storms.
Mandeville Mayor Donald Villery is a regular.
Very rarely see people come in paying admission to sit outside of the entertainment and be able to look through the windows and take a look at, you know, just a glimpse of what's happening in there. But the sound that comes out of here is just so magnificent. And when you have a beautiful evening like tonight, what other places would be better to go to?
Not to be confused with the Dewdrop Inn, which was a music venue on LaSalle Street in New Orleans in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, the Dewdrop in Mandeville was founded by a group of black Mandeville residents as the Dewdrop Social and Benevolent Association following the end of the Civil War. The hall was originally used to care for the sick and provide shelter for the homeless. It became a well-known hub for musicians in the 1920s and 30s, but was abandoned in the 40s. Legend has it that up until the early 1940s, Louis Armstrong performed on the North Shore at the Dewdrop. Volunteer Ann Rooks says the Friends of the Dewdrop helped resurrect it about 10 years ago, and they hope it once again brings the neighborhood together.
The Baptist Church next door fixes food every weekend, and they are phenomenal cooks. I think it's some of the best food in Mandeville. And we help them out, and they help us out, and they are just as excited about having this in our town as we are.
Oh, man.
We serve fish dinners, chicken dinners, red beans and rice, coleslaw, homemade desserts from brownies to pineapple upside down cake, red velvet cake, you name it, we got it.
She says serving visitors of the Dewdrop has allowed the church to make some much needed renovations to the kitchen and bathrooms. Gail Hood of Covington enjoys her chicken dinner on a wooden bench outside. She says she's a regular and loves feeling the history of the place.
The sound is really good here with the wood walls. I think the sound keeps a really mellowness to it that I like a lot. And I like the look of it. You know, I like the whole thing. The chairs could be more comfortable, but that's all right.
Jermaine Basil is known for her distinctive vocals. A respected jazz teacher born in 1932 in New Orleans, she's performed in some of the most historic music halls in the nation, including Carnegie Hall. Still, she says singing at the Dewdrop is a special experience.
It's the ancestors, you know, to be able to be on the stage where such great musicians of the past, you know. It's an honor for me to be in this place. This is my first time here. And so far, the reception has been pretty good, you know, and we're grateful for that.
And as it has for so many times over the past 100 years, the Dewdrop opens its doors and windows for another night of music and community. In Mandeville, I'm Paul Mawson for WWNO.
Just